That's correct.
All right, see, I got it right.
You nailed it. What's wrong with you?
I'm a professional.
No.
Are you going to get me fired from this job like
yes.
you did my last
yes,
one?
Yes, I am. Yeah. I am. I'm going to do my best.
A lot of people don't know this. When I the job I had before I came here to Kansas City, I'm on the radio with Corey, and Sean will love this. We were talking about the sad state of rock radio in America and how most program directors are pussies and how they don't play real rock and all this stuff. 2 days later, I'm fired.
Nice.
So I blame Corey.
It wasn't my fault.
It was
man, I'm telling you right now. It was not my fault. Was it my fault? See?
Oh,
and
sure.
They really mean that.
Yeah, they wouldn't lie.
They wouldn't.
They wouldn't lie. They wouldn't take your side against
no,
me. Why would they do that?
Not.
Hey, you guys all own the new CD, Come Whatever May, right?
Yeah!
Is it not the best CD of the year so far?
Yeah!
And there you go. So there you go.
You got a 7-second delay on
yeah,
this, right?
Yeah,
that's good.
We're
very
good.
Very good.
Yeah, we're pretty good with that there. So welcome back to Kansas City.
Thanks for having us.
And
it's good.
We didn't get a chance to say thank you the last time for coming out and doing the Family Values pre-show tour thing outside the Beaumont. So from all of us here in Kansas City, thank you very much for choosing our city to come and hang out.
Oh, it's all good.
That
absolutely.
Was pretty cool.
It was
a
blast.
Lot of fun.
And yeah. From what I understand, Stone Sour had the biggest crowd of all the bands on Family Values that did those pre-shows. So again, congratulations to you.
That's the power of the Midwest right there, man. It's excellent.
I'm swinging from your nuts so bad right now.
Come on. It's excellent.
Worse.
It's good.
So how's everything been going so far? Are you guys, are you feeling the love from everybody around America?
Totally.
Yeah? Absolutely, yeah.
It helps if you speak into the microphone. Clear.
Shut up. Now I don't want to answer the question.
Fine.
I'm going to do doodles here on this piece of paper. No, we've actually been, every show has been really good. From what I hear, we're doing really good. I mean, we're beating Ozzfest in a lot of places. We're beating Warped Tour in a lot of places. So it's just the power of good music and, just making the ticket prices low enough that we can all go to a show again. Is that not what it's all about?
Did you hear how much the ticket prices for Aerosmith and Motley Crue are here in Kansas City?
I don't even want to know.
$260.
Shut up!
$260.
Is that nosebleed?
It's a $200 ticket for like the first sections.
Yeah.
Right? And then, of course, the ticket bastard service charge.
Yeah.
And then all the things that come with it. And for you and five of your friends or four of your friends to come out, it's $1,000 to go to a show. Can
that's
you imagine
good.
That?
That's ridiculous.
And
that's
when
so
Pink
stupid.
Floyd gets back together next year, I'm sorry, did I let that out of the bag? When
oh,
Pink
did
Floyd,
you? Oh, yeah, yeah.
When Pink Floyd gets back together next year, they're probably going to be charging $200, $250 a seat.
Well, see,
as well.
I'd pay that.
Yeah.
You know,
you
it's
seen
been
that.
Like, it's been almost
it's
30
Pink
years.
Floyd.
Exactly.
It's Pink Floyd.
So. Yeah.
So, Sean, are you tired of hearing everybody talk about Stone Sour and then going, oh, what about Slipknot in every interview? Or is that, do you hear that a lot?
Yeah.
Are you tired of it?
Yeah.
You guys want to brawl?
Yeah.
All right, sweet. Let's
don't,
go.
Don't bring it up. It's a sore. You don't bring that up. I'll mic your head.
Let's go.
I really will.
You and I
just,
go. Oh, there we go. It's on. The CD Come Whatever May, a huge, a lot of people talk about the sophomore slump with CDs. You have your whole life to make your first CD and like 8 months to make your second CD.
Mm-hmm.
Huge jump. I mean, the first CD kicked ass. This, and I'm not saying it's just a swing from you guys, is the best city of the year. It's insane. You guys have done...
Stop saying that. You're making me nuts.
No, it's good, man. The city is so badass. There's some badass songs on it. Come Whatever May, the title track, obviously a little politically pointed.
Very, very politically pointed.
Are you angry, Corey?
Yeah. Well, what do you think? Of course I'm angry.
And what are people just dropping you some
those
signs?
Those are my people.
Oh,
right
sweet.
There, yeah. It's my PK crew right over there.
Excellent.
Yeah, them too. Yeah.
What was the thought process behind the whole record?
The whole record?
Yeah, I mean,
it was basically just raise it to the next level. I mean, on the first album, there were no expectations really. I mean, we just kind of doing our thing and just kind of throw it out there and see what happens. With this album, we knew we had an audience. We knew we had a lot of people who really enjoyed the music. And it was just, it's like, let's step it up, Let's make the songs better, the production better, the performance better, just everything all and above. Because at the end of the day, if you can't be happy with what you put out, then why put it out in the first place? And that's just what we did,
Outstanding. Now, Sean, I've heard Corey talk about this in the past, but what's it like for you to make records and have somebody that angry? Do you have that kind of input in there as well as the lyrical input, or is it all Corey just sort of dictating to you?
Corey's always done all his own lyrics.
Yeah.
But as far as the music, we definitely had our own input in it.
Yeah.
And it was, couldn't even compare it to the first time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the difference? I mean, we're like, now you've matured as a band. I mean, now you go out with the other band a lot as
sure.
well as part of their crew and everything.
Sure.
So do you guys have a chance to hash out ideas on the road when you're not doing anything else for this project?
Yeah, we had about 2.5 years to do that. I mean, we were doing demos pretty much the whole time. So we all really had, a lot of input on it, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So, we have two arguments that go on. Through Glass, Is it about what you've mentioned in some interviews, Corey, about being at the industry thing, you know, drinking and looking out through the glass of people?
No,
about being in prison?
No, neither. It's neither.
Because the prison,
not about
either. Those are the two things. Those are the two things that we've heard.
No, that's completely untrue. It's about the industry.
It is about the industry.
Yeah. But
you were saying
it's not about drinking.
No. You're being at the cocktail parties, and you're saying you're looking at these people through the glass.
No. I wrote that song in Sweden. I was watching MTV Europe, and if you think MTV's bad here, you should go to Europe and watch it for about 5 minutes. It'll make you mental.
Is it subtitled?
That's not an exaggeration. No.
It's not subtitled?
It's just really bad.
Okay.
I mean, it's just so plastic. And, I mean, for every Christina Aguilera we have here, they've got about 25 of them that are just making the worst music, dude. And I'm just, like, sitting there, and I'm, like, grinding my teeth because I'm so angry about it. And that's where that song came from. I was just like, this is pathetic. There's like you could slap the television all you want to check for a pulse, and there's just nothing there. It's the worst saccharine, soulless crap that I've ever heard in my life, and that's where that song came from. Was just being so mad about it that I wanted to put it in terms that, you know, not just the screaming part of it, but just so people could understand the emotion behind it. You know,
what is it that you can get done in Stone Sour that you can't get done in Slipknot?
I don't know, a cheeseburger?
Seriously. Like, there's no musical limitations in either band, really.
Yeah.
But do you feel like there's some stuff that's too heavy for Stone Sour or not? Do you put a limit on that?
Not really. Well, yeah. Oh, well, there it is.
All right, excellent. Thanks. Appreciate
Calm
it.
Calm down.
Corey's getting me fired again.
I am.
Yeah, thanks.
And that was not my intention. I apologize.
I don't think you'd be able to go the other direction with Slipknot. I don't think there's anything that's too heavy for us. But yeah. I think there's some stuff that's too mellow for Slipknot.
Yeah.
This is the way I put it.
Okay.
Whereas Slipknot's the chaos, this is the human. This is more the human side of it. This is more the soul of it. You know.
So you're trying to tell me that Stone Sour is the scaled back version of your personality and the band's personality.
Well, this is more a complete version of my personality. I mean, where Slipknot is very like one side of what I do.
Sure.
I get to really do like everything that I can and want to do with this band, and that's what's so freeing about it.
And now, 5 minutes later, Sean, are you tired of talking about the other band yet?
Yes.
I'd like to apologize for you, but thank you guys for coming out.
Oh, thank you.
And,
no, absolutely.
And for making such a badass record, and have fun tonight here at Family Values 2006. Corey Taylor, Sean Economaki, thank you very much for coming by here.
Thanks for having us.
Make some noise for Stone Sour! As we broadcast live from Family Values 2006, it's 98.9 The Rock.